Tantor Audio presents The End of Tsarist Russia, The March to World War I and a Revolution by Dominic Levin, narrated by Sean Grindell. Introduction. As much as anything, World War I turned on the fate of Ukraine to an English-speaking audience. This statement will seem final confirmation that most professors are crazy. No Allied soldier believed he was risking his life over Ukraine. Few of them had heard of the place. The same was true of German soldiers in 1914. In connection with the war's centenary, a flood of books will be published in English. Very few will mention Ukraine. Most of these books will be about the experiences of British, Dominion, and American soldiers and civilians during the war. Many others will debate the impact of the war on the society and culture of the English-speaking world. Ukraine's fate had nothing to do with any of this. Nevertheless, my statement is not as far-fetched as it seems. Without Ukraine's population, industry, and agriculture, early 20th century Russia would have ceased to be a great nation. If Russia ceased to be a great power, then there was every probability that Germany would dominate Europe. The Russian Revolution of 1917 temporarily shattered the Russian state, economy, and empire. Russia did, for a time, cease to be a great power. A key element in this was the emergence of an independent Ukraine.